Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
An AI engine was asked to show Mother Teresa fighting poverty, and showed her literally fighting fist up a bunch of little African kids, and she was laying them out like she was Jason Statham in one of those movies that he makes, one of those, because, you know, he always beats up everybody. It was hysterical. I mean, AI took it literally. It showed Mother Teresa kicking butt. I love it. Just goes to show you what, if you put in there what you get out. You know, you got to be very specific. It reminds me of that genie joke where, you know, you got to, or Wishmaster. You remember that movie Wishmaster? You had to be very selective in how you ask for something, or else it didn't turn out the way you thought. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're in our rapid fire session. Here's one. Hunter Biden is back in the news, defiant as ever. And according to Hunter, we need him more than he needs us. More on that in a bit. Also, I'm going to tell you something. You have to do this. You're not going to believe me. You have to do it yourself. Google has a thing called images. If you type in images.google.com, you can put in the name of something, it'll search for the graphic. If you go to Google Images at image.google.com and you put in shoplifter, you will not get any black people. You will only get white folks. You have to scroll way down before you finally see this one brother. It was funny, we were doing it because I heard about it. I was like, this can't be possible. And sure enough, Google it, do it now. You can have fun with it during the break, okay? But you won't find anybody with white folks shoplifting. Who knew you white people were so bad? Oh, my goodness. No black shoplifters. And so then I decided I'm going to do something else. I'm going to Google looters. So I Googled looters. And in looters, let me tell you what you'll find. You'll find pictures that have a bunch of people masked or in hoodies, where their ethnicity is ambiguous. And in a couple of instances, you can see some black folks. But if you Google looters, you won't see it like it's really happening. You will not see what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and other places around the country. Unbelievable what they're showing you. This narrative. Anyway, have fun with that. Gavin Newsom, they say, is going to undergo another recall election in California. Why? I mean, look, he's going to win no matter what. And my thing is, let him stay there. I don't want him anywhere close to the presidency. In fact, Rand Paul said, the last thing you want to do is have Gavin Newsom as a president. We didn't get that clip. Oh, I can tell you this. Rand Paul said, keep Gavin Newsom as far away from the presidency as you can. He's a terror. And of course, you know this. He's ruined California. But he may very well have to face the music again with a recall election. Joe Biden, this was big news. Big news the other day. Joe Biden got out. That's right. They lifted him out of the basement. Joe Biden was out walking with that old stiff, you know. Look, it's an old people walk. Let's face it, your body gets brittle. It can't do what it does. And so next thing you know, old Joe's lumbering around. And it was funny, he was at an ice cream shop. I don't know what the fascination is with the left and having Joe Biden go get ice cream, you know, because it certainly looks very grandpa-ish. Maybe that's what they think the appeal is. But you should watch it. He tries to look all young and spry in there, and then he finally catches himself and goes, okay, you can't get away with it. And Seth Meyers, and by the way, if you don't know who Seth Meyers is, don't feel bad. Nobody, not many people do. But he's one of these late-night talk show hacks that used to call himself a comedian. And he's not funny at all. He's a low-budget David Spade. And it was a big deal that Joe Biden went on there to get a couple of softball questions thrown at him. And And even the left are going, look, you can't get away with this. You can't go with a guy who hates Trump, who's going to worship the ground you walk on. And what's funny to me is when you think about these late night comics, they're supposed to look for the comedy. They're supposed to look for the thing that really will endear us to politicians. Yeah, endure. We have to endure Joe Biden. Endear us to politicians. And they're not doing it. They're flatly just, I mean, I'm not saying they have a job, but your job is to be humorous and be tongue-in-cheek. You know, again, I go back to the days of Carson where he didn't care who was president or vice. Maybe he did, but you didn't know. I wouldn't know Johnny Carson's politics right now if you put a gun to my head. I would be guessing, I'd guess Republican, but I don't know. It didn't matter who was on his show. He treated him with respect. He made fun of them where they needed it. It was when late night entertainment was really entertaining. It's not anymore. And these guys, you know, they're fighting over no ratings. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's talking about retiring. Who cares? Right after I host one of these award shows, he's talking about, I think it's the Golden Globes or whatever. And his ratings in hosting that show, you should go look it up. Don't believe me. His ratings in hosting that show was so bad, you would wonder, why do they ask him back? And here's the reason. It's the reason why they picked Joe Biden to be the president. There's nobody good. Who are you going to pick? Colbert? You going to pick Seth Meyers? Who are you going to get? And by the way, who are you going to get that doesn't have enough, have controversy of some sort? They were seen one time in blackface, or they use the word vinegar.
Yeah,
you'll get that one. So they don't have anybody to go to. The impeachment hearings are underway for Joe Biden. Lots being discussed about the brand. Somebody posted Trump's shoes, some leftist, and implied that Trump was no different than the Bidens, and they had the shoe up there like, talk to me about the brand, and they had Trump's shoes up there. And I tweeted back, have you ever stayed at a Biden hotel? Have you ever played golf at a Biden resort? Have you gone anywhere with all the money that the Bidens have made in Ukraine, in Russia, in China? Can you go anywhere and find a Biden product? Now, if you say to me, well, Kevin, hedge fund guys, their names aren't anywhere or whatever. Okay, but I know what they do. I know the work they perform. The Bidens have nothing. And you know what's funny? Universally, this family has nothing to show. It isn't like you go to Jim and they say, well, Jim, at least Jim runs a used car lot. If Jim had a used car lot, there'd be no cars on it. There'd be pictures of Joe Biden's Corvette for sale. You know, and you wouldn't get a car, but you could get the picture. The brand. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with me. What else we got? Oh, we'll get to it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's no penalty for lying. If they lied, if they repeated whatever dumb slogan they were told to repeat, whatever, we're in a climate crisis, diversity is our strength, or whatever. Whatever the approved script is, if they just read it, like a good little robot, they would have ascended the ladder at NBC News. They wouldn't be living in their weekend house. But they didn't. What they did was they told the truth. And that is the case everywhere.
The left love liars and grovelers, those who will do anything to keep their job, to do just be the person that's willing to kiss butt, you name it. They love them. That's why I got fired from Fox. Wouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. I remember sitting in executives' offices of Fox, and you just watch people. They just fawn over others, and I'm not the type. It was funny, too. This is a true story. It just dawned on me. I made a comment to one of the executives at Fox. I go, there are people that, I go, it seems like, and I was talking about another network or something. I said, you know, these people just, they have no talent. And they seem to keep their jobs, and it's like they just, you know, just apparently lavishing praise on, you know, all the executives over there or something like that. And one of the executives said, Yeah, sometimes it's nice to get praise lavished on you. And I remember thinking, wow. I mean, if you can't feel good about who you are, in other words, look, I get it. We all want to, you know, be complimented from time to time. But it's when you do something good, when you really deserve it. It was like, you know, kissing butt works. And I'm not going to lie and tell you that it doesn't. I'm just not the guy. If the reason why I think it's more important to do it my way is when you do get that compliment, you know, boy, you earned it. Now, I will tell you this. There's extremes where you got to work so hard to earn it. It's like, screw it. I don't even want to do it. But finding that middle ground, oh, man, that's, you know, where somebody, you know, makes you work hard for something, but not so hard that you just go, you know what, there's no interest in it from me. In other words, I've got something to bring to the party, too. Think of it as a relationship, you know, where you're lavishing. Oh, you're so dreamy. You're so this. You're so that. It gets to the point where it doesn't even hold water. I remember a Frasier episode where this lady said something like, how's it going, handsome man? And Frasier was all, whoo, you know, and then she sees another guy and she's like, how's it going, handsome man? And he was like, oh, okay. Everybody gets that greeting. But again, if you have to chase your spouse, male or female, enough to let them know you were interested, that's one thing. But if you're chasing them to the point where you're sacrificing self, then you go, it's too much. You also want to be chased a little bit yourself. You want somebody to go, oh, hey, new hairstyle, like that. You know, whatever. But there's a balance. And what these people want is they want undying devotion. Even if you lie, if we tell you to lie, you will lie. Kevin, you take it back that those women are lying skanks. You should lie. So what, you're telling the truth? So what, you're right on principle? And this is where we find ourselves. Whether we're talking about January 6th, you lie. You better lie. Whether we're talking about COVID, John Stossel did a report. We're going to do an entire COVID show, so that's why I don't talk much about it these days. But John Stossel did an entire segment on various lies. Maybe we'll play that coming in. It's 5 minutes, I think. But he hits every major point and shows you the propaganda machine of the left. And I don't know how you can, you know, see these types of things or hear these types of things from people where we give you unquestionable proof of what these people did. And they still want you to believe it. Even when you find out about the lie, they still want you to believe it. Psaki says that Donald Trump wants to end the presidency. Now, I have proof that he doesn't. You want to know what my proof is? He was president, and in a coup, in the midst of a coup, he didn't end the presidency. He didn't do anything except turn over the reins of power to those who implemented the coup. But they still want to propagate these lies.
See, the thing is, Nikki Haley is running for president, as many, many people have before her in her party and the Democratic Party. Trump is running for something else entirely. The office he is seeing, is eyeing, is looking to, does not resemble the office of the President of the United States. Trump is actually running to end the presidency as we know it. I'm not letting you in on some big secret here. Trump is telling us that this is what he plans to do over and over again. His intentions are clear as day to anyone watching, listening to him over the course of his campaign, all the speeches he's giving. I mean, let's just take the last couple of days, because just over the last 3 days, Trump gave three of the most bizarre, unhinged, bigoted, very hard to follow speeches I have ever heard him give. He trivialized black voters with a disgusting and racist rant on Friday night, claiming that the black community likes him more because he was indicted and has a mugshot. I mean, he referred to himself as a political dissident on Saturday, which is an insult to real political dissidents around the world, of which there are many. He also cast November's election as, quote, Judgment Day. And that's just a sampling of the concerning nonsense we've heard over the past few days.
Oh, my goodness. Sound the alarm bells. Donald Trump trivialized black voters by saying they have more respect for him because they know that, you know, what the Democrats are trying to do to him. And, oh, boy, what about this? He calls himself a political dissident because, I don't know, 91 frivolous indictments against him. And then he says that it's going to be Judgment Day on Election Day? Well, what do... I mean, holy cow, I can see her reason for cause and alarm, you know? Woo! Look, we know what Democrats are going to do. They're going to lie. They're going to fabricate stories to suit their narratives. They will make stuff up. They will not stop. They called the killer of Lincoln Riley an Athens, Georgia resident. He's an illegal. The Democrats let this guy get into the country. He got arrested multiple times. I don't know, you know, caught coming in, whatever, and freed multiple times. And then when this girl goes out to take a jog, this guy who has no understanding of the culture of America, he's been in a lawless society where people eat their dogs because they can't afford to live, and they've unleashed him over here. Look, I don't know about what the war on women and what people believe, but let me tell you, there are people coming over here, men, young men, who have zero respect for women. And they make toxic masculinity look like Boy Scouts, American toxic masculinity. And it is not going to be good for men in America. And I think it's part of the plot to say, oh, look at all these rapes and all these sexual assaults and all these other things that are happening. And this is terrible, the Me Too movement. But it's a thing that they started. The American male, for the most part, has become civilized. I can tell you, the speeches that I've given my sons and Melissa's given our sons and what we see from other kids, I mean, it's a pretty civilized group of kids out there these days, certainly in comparison to what it was before. But what are we importing? What are we bringing into this country? Thanks.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right-wing media has so fixated on Biden and Biden purportedly having cognitive issues.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile. It's saying he's demented. Saying he's out of it.
Russian television has been filled with speculation about President Biden's age, about his mental state of mind.
That's an issue pushed by right-wing media, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him.
Biden is just a couple of years older than Donald Trump.
Why so much attention on Biden's age? Trump isn't much younger.
This whole vein is really, really unseemly. I mean, ageism.
I'm going to say quite bluntly, there is some ageism going on here.
Yeah, I think there is some ageism going on.
Biden's personal physician wrote that he, quote, remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He had a good physical. His doctor says he's vigorous.
The reality is nothing like the dystopian picture that the Republicans are trying to paint of this senile, doddering president, and he's as sharp as a tack.
Joe Biden is sharp as a tack? People are lying when they say he's senile and he's old. He's not old. He's only a couple of years older than Donald Trump. Now they're using Trump for comparison. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want you to understand the lies of the left. The right-wing media is pushing this lie that Joe Biden is old and senile. I mean, so what? He had two brain surgeries in the 80s. So what? The guy stuttered around.
You know, stand here in front of this portrait, the man behind me here. He said, and I want to make sure I get the quote exactly right. He said, the better angel, he said, we must address the council and address the better angels of our nature. And we do well to remember what else he said. He said, we're not enemies, but we're friends. It's the middle of in the part of the Civil War.
Boy, luckily for Biden, he didn't get it wrong, huh? Well, we got a few more things from old Joe Biden and his crazy things that he says.
Anyway, and I don't want to choose my words. I was just thinking, anyway. Putin's kleptocracy. It was in January, after we'd been elected. The late January, early February. He said, it's not, we need not just, well, I won't go into it.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. For two reasons. One, it's an impact. An impact that decades have been making because inaction was, there was inaction with the Department of, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, the idea that and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga. But there's, you know, there to be, you know, beginning this effort, and I want you to know that I want to thank you as well for, with the nature, not on the, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in. Look. A solid meeting with the Los Angeles and what am I doing here? From the. They also increase corporate growth. They make a very good point. Here's the deal.
159,000 billion dollars left.
My plan is to make concrete. I know President meeting tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce. I can even try. The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. By the end of a governing crisis, it's time to end it. These constant. Because that's why we cannot let this election be one where the same man who was president 4 years ago. I'll never forget. Anyway, I just think that Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner. Now, he has the Evolver Institution. I can take pass of that. Anyway,
I overruled that to reinstate the
32nd freestanding, have free 30 free. In the small minorities here.
If you think that the audio was powerful, you should see the video. We're not making this stuff up. And look, I don't have to tell you this. But what I really want you to understand is, in that first supercut where all these people are like, you're lying saying he's senile. The right-wing media is pushing this lie. They're weaponizing his age. And they accuse us of ageism. When in fact, we support Donald Trump. who they then say is essentially the same age as Biden. So how do you accuse us of ageism if we've got a candidate that's the same age as yours or close to it? It is the most ridiculous stuff I've heard in a while. I mean, come on, it's leftism. This on display. It's the hypocrisy you wake up with every single day. So what law are we pushing? I played you, I can tell you, in that clip that we played, that super cut of Biden, there are no less than 15 instances where this guy is, anyway. So in almost every one of those cases, Joe Biden's either completely forgotten what is tracked, what was on his mind, or he knows he's about to lie. It's one or the other. And go back and listen to him when he's talking, when he's back, you know, when he was 20 years ago, when he's saying Joe Biden and he's spitting stuff out, and he's still a liar. I mean, he's still a terrible politician. He's a terrible human being, but at least his brain was functioning. These people want you to believe that this man is salt. He's absolutely ready to lead. They pretend that they want 4 more years of this clown. Look, I don't know about you. I do know about you. But I'm going to say this anyway. I don't want to speak for you. I'll put it that way. I know there's nobody I know in the conservative movement who would listen to a clip, a series of clips like that about Trump or Reagan and not go, okay, he's done. I'll tell you, I was a kid when Reagan was coming through, and he probably did have bouts of dementia when he was in office, from what I hear. I wasn't old enough to pay attention, but I'm old enough to pay attention now. And I'll tell you, if Reagan were going through, if they could show me what Reagan was doing similar to what Biden is doing, I'd say the same thing. And what's most disturbing is not only do these people know it, they run to Joe Biden's defense. That's what really gets me. How insane do you have to be to say, I want an unhealthy person whose mind is warped to run the country?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Putin is probably the richest person in the world. Forget all these ratings that people have. The richest person in the world. He's also the most, well, not the most evil, stiff competition for that honor, but nonetheless, among the top three or four most evil people in the world. What does he have on Donald Trump that he have to constantly be catering to Putin? Telling Putin, go into these countries, NATO countries. NATO was there to stop Russia, to keep Russia out. They have been successful for nearly 75 years. We will celebrate that security success. And then we have, what's his name? I usually have him nameless, saying he doesn't support NATO and invited, encouraging Russia to invade NATO countries.
He who shall not be named, I know Voldemort well, so there's another guy kind of like him. What do you think? We're all wondering this question, Speaker Pelosi. What do you think Putin has on him? I mean, it sure seems like something, as you've said a few times, given that he refuses to criticize him, that he seems to be a fanboy of him. Are you worried
well,
at
you
all?
Know, okay. During the Mueller...
Go ahead, sorry, go ahead.
First of all, we must be sure that he does not step one foot into the White House, not as president or not as anything. He has brought disgrace to the White House, to these presidents. I talk about George Washington. It's also President's Week for Abraham Lincoln. When Abraham Lincoln died, it was embroidered in his coat that night at that theater. One country, one destiny. And he gave his life to unify our country. And now we have someone who had the honor of serving in the White House, didn't consider it an honor, didn't consider his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. And on this week, speaking out the way he did about Navalny shows you that he is a person without values. He looks like he's going to be a person without dollars either, but the values are what concern us.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Nancy Pelosi. Forget the rankings. Putin is the richest man in the world. I don't know. I think Elon Musk makes a pretty good run for it. I don't think Putin can buy anything for $44 billion. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me. What cracks me up is they want you to believe that Putin has something against Trump, even though the Russian collusion thing's already been dispelled. We know who was behind it. But what do these people do? They keep it going. Ask yourself this. Why are they not focusing on Trump's racism anymore or Trump's womanizing or whatever? Now they've gone back to he's a puppet of Putin. See, I look at this and I say, that's desperation. She says Donald Trump cannot step one foot in this White House under any circumstances, not as a president and not as a citizen. What does that tell you about Nancy Pelosi? She's not saying, you know what, he's lost, but he's still a citizen of America. They don't want this man around at all, which says a lot, because you know what they're saying? They don't want you around. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want you around. I want you to help us out. I'm going to be doing an interview with some guys. They make a spray vitamin. It's absolutely amazing. They have two core products, melatonin, for those of you who have trouble sleeping, and one with energy. And they spray it. It's a mist that goes in your mouth against your cheek because the absorption rate is 90% versus you taking a vitamin or a pill where the absorption rate is considered 20% is considered really good. So we're going to be talking to those guys, one of our sponsors. And they send me samples. They come in these little tubes that you can get through TSA, etc. So they're easy to package. You don't have to have the pill box when you travel. And you just... And the thing about it is, on the energy side, if you need a quick burst of energy, I'm talking about something that you can feel quickly, better than an energy drink, get that to your kids because it's healthy. There's all kinds of benefits. And here's the best of it. They're a veteran-owned company. So expect to hear more about them in a bit when we get everything set up. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump is a disgrace to the White House. And she says Trump invited Russia to invade NATO countries. I actually remember when that happened. I think Pelosi's right. Don't we have something on that, fellas?
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if there's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
if they further grade you. I
wanted to follow up briefly on a question asked by Bloomberg. You said that Russia would be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. Are you saying that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukrainian territory would not lead to the sanctions that you have threatened, or are you effectively giving Putin permission to make a small incursion into the country?
Good question. So it did sound like, didn't it?
I want you to put yourself in Putin's shoes for just a second. Since 1991, NATO has absorbed 11 Eastern European countries and three former Soviet republics. That's the backdrop. You're the leader of a nation. You fought against them as part of the Warsaw Pact. And then there's NATO. Now, we're expanding NATO in America and through the North American Treaty Organization, all the different countries. Donald Trump says, you can expand NATO all you want, you just got to pay your bills. So he's considered a detractor. He doesn't defend NATO. He wants to shut it down. Donald Trump's saying, we don't need NATO. If you're going to put something together that's going to be a deterrent to Russia, everybody's got to carry the weight, not just America. Now, Russia, on the other hand, is looking at it and saying, okay, we broke up. There was supposedly a handshake agreement between Gorbachev and the West to say don't expand NATO. There are people who argue, mostly leftists, that when Boris Yeltsin was in, he had no fear of the NATO expansion. And, of course, they did have a NATO-Russian pact where supposedly they were okay with all of this expansion of NATO. I find that very difficult to believe. I do. I'm not a historian, but I'll tell you this. If I were president of a country that had just been broken into pieces and you were building up and, you know, on your side, we weren't building up anything. And suddenly your side, NATO, is much bigger than Warsaw. And you've absorbed three of my former countrymen's countries. I'd be a little bit, I'd be a little bit on edge. Now, what did Russia do? Russia said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into Ukraine and we're going to take Crimea because, and folks want to make that out to be a part of Ukraine. It really wasn't. Crimea has always been the Soviet Union's place for all their, it would be like the CIA, like Langley. And it's a port city, a port country, or part of the country of Ukraine, if you want to call it that. So that's where the Russians launch ships and all this other stuff. Now, they've always, there's been no thing that says just because you're geographically located next to Ukraine, it's not ours. It would be like America giving up Hawaii. It's geographically not attached, but it's still ours. So Russia said, you're not going to take that and act like that we don't have a vested interest in that. So that was the first invasion under Obama. And we already played you the clip of Joe Biden saying, well, if Putin wants to go in and do a limited thing, well, Joe Biden's admitting what everybody knows. The Donbass region of Ukraine was mostly Russian. There was an internal battle going on between Ukraine and that region because that region was like, look, we're Russian. We speak Russian. We feel Russian. We don't want to speak Ukrainian. Go on and on. Now, the left will tell you that's being overblown. It's not being overblown. It's a truth. And that's why Joe Biden gave that limited. Well, if he wants to go in and do a limited amount to kind of claim that back, well, that's what he was doing. And as I said, you look at what was going on inside of around Putin, and you understand. And then there's, of course, the 2014 CIA upheaval that in Ukraine that created the crisis because the former president, Yanukovych, he was a friend of Putin, and they couldn't have that. Our hands are not clean here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.